Let's look also to the Protestant world, the Protestant and Reformed world, and perhaps some of the highlights that you're looking forward to over the coming year.
Well, I think that while there are many difficulties, and almost you might say that it looks like we have new difficulties coming up all the time, because questions about life issues, ethical questions, and so forth, appear to bring more distance between us. But at the same time, my experience of dialogue with the various Protestant communities is that in the face of the huge secularization that is taking place in our Western society, we realize more and more that we have to give common witness. We have to work together. We have to stand together on the issues on which we have a common ground, the basic issues of our faith in God and in God's providence over life. We have to stand together in all of the social service and commitment to the human rights, to the question of poverty in the world, which we must never forget. The reasons that push us to work together are very strong, or the forces that push us together are very strong. And I think that in that sense, we have an opportunity.
Do you think the Synod for New Evangelization this coming October may perhaps be another opportunity to further develop this common mission, this common witness?
Well, I do hope so. And the fact is that we have already begun to work to bring representatives of the various churches to the Synod so that the discussion will be open also to the ecumenical aspect. Naturally, a new evangelization, especially of Europe and America, cannot be done by the Catholic Church alone. We are all part of this reality, and we all have a gift to offer to the new evangelization. I think there is great interest on the part of our ecumenical partners to be involved in this new evangelization.
Which brings us on in a way to the third area, perhaps we can call it that, that you work on here at the Council, the area of dialogue with the new Pentecostal movements. What can you tell us about this very, very new and quite exciting dialogue in a way, isn't it?
Well, it has been going with certain parts of the Pentecostal charismatic world for quite a number of years. But I would say that in the last few years, let's say in the last 5-8 years, there has been a quickening of interest and a new presence of many Pentecostal and charismatic leaders in the ecumenical movement. And so we have developed a number of different conversations with some of these leaders. I think that we also, in the Catholic Church, we have recognized that the charismatic movement has a message that can be of great importance, for example, in the new evangelization. There's an energy, there's a strength, there's a vision that we need to promote and bring to all of our communities. We have to overcome the routine of being just Catholics because we were born that way or because our country is a traditionally Catholic country. We have to have a new vitality. The new evangelization is nothing, it's not that we're inventing some new message or something like that. It's the new energy, the new mode, the new vision, the new courage to go out there and spread the message. And I think that in our dialogue with the Pentecostal and charismatic world, which is growing so fast, we have much to learn, and they too are very open to understanding our experience of the faith and our historical development.
So important, again, not to see this as a rivalry, but as a common shared mission.
No, sometimes it appears that way, but in the dialogue we are learning little by little to understand each other and to deepen our theological appreciation of what it is that is happening in this phenomenon.